I thought that Tzias Mitzrayim and all the Nisim is, as Ramban says, that's where we get the Chizuk and Emuna from the Nisim Gluyim. We come to recognize the Nisim Nistorim. Rashi says in Tilim on the Pesach Tvorecha Yoyir, Mevim Psoim. So Rashi says that Onoichi Hashem Elokecha Shatzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mazkir Lahem, Onoichi Hashem Shatzeisicha Hoidatam B'toivo Shosiso Lahem, Shekinisim Mibeis Havodim Odas Ki Odun Hu Lahem. Hashem let us know at Har Sinai the good that He did for us. Mitzrayim, the Nisim, tremendous good for Klal Yisrael. We saw the Ashkochas Hashem, we saw the Yecholes Hashem, and we saw the Ashkocha Protis, the Chesed Hashem, that He did for Klal Yisrael. So I thought maybe take advantage of that Hakorah, that deepened Hakorah of the Nisim and the Chesed Hashem that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael, and to carry that to us and the Nisim that we see in our lives and the Chesed and the Hatovah, and maybe to take advantage of it for a moment. The Chovis Alvovis at the beginning of the first parak says, Ach mahus habitochon hu menuchas nefesh habiteach. The mahus, the essence, what is this bitochon all about? It's, first of all, menuchas nefesh habiteach. The one who trusts, he has menuchas nefesh, his peace of mind, he's tranquil, he's not concerned or worried or anxious or agitated about anything. He has, there's no daigus. V'sheyia liboy somuch al mi shebotach olof, sheyaseh ha-toyva ha-nochon loy, b'inyin asher yivtach olof, kifi yecholto v'daitu b'mashe mapik toivosei. He says, and besides that, besides the menuchas nefesh habiteach, his heart is going to be soymich on in his heart. It's an emotion. It's not just an intellectual thing. He's going to rely al mishabateach olof, the one who is trusting that he will do hatoyva hanochin, the good and the appropriate loy to him. Binyan asher yivtach olof, in the thing that he's trusting him kefi yecholto, of course, according to his capability. Because if the one that you're relying on doesn't have the capability, I can't rely on him to do it. V'daitoy b'mashem apik tovoso, and his knowledge of that which is going to be good for me. So it seems that mahus habitochon imenuchas nevesh habiteach, and v'sheyi eliboy somoch al mishabotach olof. I always thought that the menuchas hanefesh is a product of the liboy somuch al mishabotach olof, sheyaseh hatoyva hanochon loy b'inyan asher yivtach olof. That menuchas hanefesh comes from the fact, I trust that you're going to deliver for me. I trust that you're going to give me that which I want. That which is for my good, that which I want, it's mashma here, that is tafka for his good, the thing that he wants, because he's not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, he's talking about the concept of whoever you're trusting, Misha B'teach Olav. Misha B'teach Olav doesn't know what's for my good, the only thing he could know is what I want. So it sounds like he's talking about receiving that which is the chayfetz liboy, what he desires. He's trusting that the one that he trusts, who knows what's the good that he wants, and who is capable of it, and I trust him, my heart is relying on him, that he'll do the toiv hanochon. So now that I know that he's going to do that which I want for me, I have menuchas hanefesh, nothing to worry about. The thing that I want is taken care of. I'm relying that it'll be done. It sounds like that's not, the menuchas nefesh comes before that. It says, the mahus habitochen is menuchas nefesh habitech. I'm a boitech, and I have menuchas nefesh. V'sheyi eliboy somuch al mi shebotach olof, and I'm relying on the one on whom I trusted that he's going to do hatoyva hanochoin, which I want. Which means that there's a matzav of menuchas hanefesh that comes even before I reach the point where I am sure that he's going to deliver for me. What's that about? L'choira, the only thing that must be about is that I know his hatova, I know his chesed, like David HaMelech said, v'ani b'chastuch obotachti, and that brings me menuchas hanefesh. So I think it's a very, very important thing. You know, menuchas hanefesh is the most important thing. It's like, you know, stress is the number one killer. Disease and mental illness and physical illness and self-inflicted illness. It's all, stress is the worst thing. And it sometimes we say, well, how do you get rid of stress? Well, you have to have bitochon. If you have bitochon, Hashem is going to do what you want to do, and then you're not going to have worry. Then you have menuchas hanefesh. It seems from here that the menuchas hanefesh is a separate ingredient, is a separate entity. There's two entities. There's mahus habitochen, is menuchas nefesh haboiteach, v'sheyia libo somach ha-mishabotach olav, sheyaseh, all the rest. So which means that the recognition, I'm trusting Hashem. Who am I trusting Hashem? Not for what I want, but just for the chesed. Just the realization. Look what he did for us. Look what happened in Mitzrayim. Look at the Hashgacha Pratis. Look what happened throughout history. Look at the survival of the Klal Yisrael. Look what he does for me every day. When a person says, the chesed, that gives, that bitochon. I'm betuach in Hashem's chesed. The pshat is, he does chesed. That's his thing. Oilam chesed yibone. I'm betuach in oilam chesed yibone. I'm betuach in kil oilam chastoi. That brings menuchas hanefesh. Then, besides that, that leads a person, maybe it leads, it's not even clear whether it's leading or it's independent, but that certainly, mashma, pashtu, says, now I begin to feel, I'm sure that he's going to help me. And it seems from the next perek, he says, the sibus habitochen, seven things. The first is, harachim v'achem lo v'avo, ki odm kishu yodea b'chaveru shu marachim v'chom lo lov, yiftach boy. When a person knows that he's marachim, Hashem is, or my friend, he's talking general bitochen, whoever it is, but he's going to apply it to Hashem, that he's marachim v'chom lo lov, he has rachmonos on him, yiftach boy, he'll trust him, v'tonuach nafsho olov, b'chol ma sheyatrichu mi'en yonov. I'm going to trust him, and I'm going to have menuchas hanefesh olov b'chol mashi atrichu me'en yonov. The menuchas hanefesh is in giving me those things that bother me. So it sounds like there's two stages. There's a menuchas hanefesh that comes just from recognizing the chesed Hashem. Then there's this, the person gets to a level where he's sure, I feel I'm botuach that Hashem is going to help me. And then in that level, there's also a menuchas hanefesh that comes because now he's helping me in this. That's an additional menuchas hanefesh. But the fact that there's a first level of menuchas hanefesh before I even get to the confidence of what's going to happen is a very, very powerful benefit because very often, maybe more often than not, some would say it's rare b'chlal for people to get to that level of bitochon that they can be sure that Hashem is going to deliver for me. But let's say we can get to it, it's possible, but it doesn't happen every minute of the day. And sometimes we're mahasis, maybe yes, maybe no, I'm not sure. But if we realize that just recognizing the chesed Hashem, just pondering the Yetzias Mitzrayim, just pondering the Hashgacha Pratis, just pondering the Birchas HaShachar, just pondering life itself, I'll call Neshima, Neshima, call Neshoma, Tahalel, I'll call Neshima, Neshima, the Chesed of Hashem in every breath of life. When a person recognizes the Chesed Hashem, he can be Seimech, he can be Batuach on Hashem, even though the specifics of what he wants, he's not yet confident that he's going to deliver, for whatever the reason may be. He's afraid, Shemagora Machet. But Lemaisa, he could still have that life of bitochen, that life of menuchas hanefesh. I think that's a very, very important concept because Lemaisa, stress is the worst thing. Everybody's a little bit nervous. All the problems that we have today, why people are so needy, why people are so looking for all kinds of diversions, why people are looking to fill the void with all kinds of extraneous things, and why they need medication, why they need to drink, why they need the drugs, why they need a shrink, why they need everything. It's all because there's so much stress. Whether it's stress about life, whether it's stress about death, whether it's stress about sickness, whether it's stress about parnosa, whether it's stress about anything, we're all stressed. And Mimela, if we realize that just the ponderance on the Chesed Hashem, irrespective of the fact that whether or not I can feel that he's going to help me, maybe I'm not worthy, maybe whatever the reason may be, but even without that, a person can be in a matzav of menuchas nefesh abiteach. I think that's a tremendous gift. So I think what it really means is that not just for the purpose of pondering the Chesed Hashem, to come to the realization that he's going to help me for sure, and then to bring me to Menuchas HaNefesh, because now I know for sure he's going to help me. But if I cared to ponder the Chesed Hashem, and that in itself will bring me Menuchas HaNefesh. That changes the quality of my life. I don't have to be focused on every detail. I don't have to be concerned with all the concerns that bother me. I don't have to have, well, I have 10 problems. So I have to have bitochni is going to help me with problem number one. Have bitochni is going to help me with problem number two and number three and number four. No. I just feel that Chesed Hashem. I walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know. I relive every day. I remember every day Yetzias Mitzrayim. I remember all the Hashkocha Protis Hashem does for me. I remember the every day when I wake up, I say all of the brochas and constantly reflecting on all the Chesed Hashem. Wow, that's Menuchas HaNefesh. I don't know what's going to happen to me. Is he going to give me what I wanted? Am I going to have parnosa? Am I going to have this? Am I going to have that? It's almost irrelevant. No, it's not. It's mashma that it brings me to another level, because now even this I can get. But even without that level, just the fact that I'm pondering and focusing on the Chesed Hashem, and I have a tremendous koyach of Menuchas HaNefesh.